This is Akashwani, the news read by Hagiani. People across India welcomed the new year 2026 with enthusiasm, prayers and public gatherings. Meanwhile, police and security agencies remained on alert to maintain law and order and ensure peaceful festivities. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings and best wishes to the countrymen on the occasion of New Year 2026. President Draupadi Murmu has said that artificial intelligence is not just a technology but an opportunity to bring positive changes in the country. Addressing a special program under Skilling for AI Readiness in Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the President said the importance of artificial intelligence is rapidly growing across various sectors and it has become essential for everyone to learn the technology. During the event, the President conferred AI certificates upon learners, including students and members of Parliament, and launched the national awareness campaign named Skill the Nation Challenge. President Murmu commended the members of Parliament for learning about emerging technologies and setting an example by using them in their leadership roles. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. He said Indian Railways has successfully completed the final high-speed trial of the indigenously designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper train. Mr. Vaishnaw said the 16-coach sleeper train has been developed to cater to long-distance travel ranging from 1,000 to 1,500 kilometres. The minister said the fare for this Vande Bharat sleeper train will be around 2,300 rupees with food for third AC, 3,000 rupees for second AC and 3,600 rupees for first AC. The centre has notified draft rules for the four new labour codes. These labour codes are the Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020. These draft rules are open for public consultation and stakeholders have been invited to submit objections and suggestions within 45 days. The Labour Ministry had announced the implementation of these four new labour codes on 21st November last year to simplify and streamline the existing decade-old labour laws in the country. According to the Ministry, the new labour codes will ensure better wages, safety, social security and welfare for the country's workforce. The centre has said the production-linked incentive scheme for automobiles has attracted cumulative investments of 35,657 crore rupees so far. The scheme has a total budgetary outlay of around 26,000 crore rupees and covers a performance period of 5 years from 2023-24 to 2027-28. Oil marketing companies have increased the prices of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 111 rupees across metropolitan cities. As per the Indian Oil Corporation Limited, retail price of commercial LPG gas cylinders in Delhi is now 1,691.50 rupees. Similarly, commercial LPG prices have been increased to 1,795 rupees in Kolkata, 1,531.50 rupees in Mumbai, and 1,739.50 rupees in Chennai. The Unified Payments Interface continued its strong growth momentum in December, registering a year-on-year increase of 29% in transaction volume to 21.63 billion rupees. According to data released by the National Payments Corporation of India, the value of transactions also rose by 20% annually to around 28 lakh crore rupees. The Indian economy continues to grow at a strong pace, supported by robust domestic demand, moderate inflation and prudent macroeconomic policies despite global headwinds. This was stated by the Reserve Bank of India in its latest financial stability report. At the same time, it warned of downside risk stemming from elevated uncertainty, rising public debt levels and the possibility of a disorderly correction in global financial markets. Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana, a flagship scheme of the government for pregnant women and lactating mothers, has completed 9 years today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.